You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
And they organized, they stood in front of this ship and they twerked.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
You have UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. And she's, it was a digital thing. So she's addressing Nan's thing. And this is what she had to say. Listen for the critical race theory in this.
I grew up in the segregated South. I was bused to a segregated school. On weekends, the Klan burned crosses on lawns in our neighborhood. I shared these stories and others to acknowledge on the international stage that I have personally experienced one of America's greatest imperfections. I've seen for myself how the original sin of slavery weaved white supremacy into our founding documents and principles.
That's critical race theory. And that's what she's talking about with that. Critical race theory is the idea that the country is so systemically flawed that it has to be completely deconstructed and rebuilt. That's what this is all about. And a friend of mine reminded me of Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who was a former UN ambassador. And he passed away a number of years ago. He was in the Senate and from Oklahoma. And I loved the quote. One of my favorite quotes is from him. And he said, "It's past time that we cease to apologize for an imperfect democracy. Find its equal." That obliterates critical race theory. Find its equal in this world. Find any country in the United States that affords its citizenry, not affords it, but that recognizes the unalienable rights of citizens. Find another country on this globe where people have such participation in the governance of their day-to-day lives. Find one. That's such a great, it's such a perfect, great quote. And that's the whole point of it. That's what critical race theory seeks to destroy. But find its equal. Find the United States is equal. No society is perfect. No country is perfect because no person, there's only one, no person is perfect. Find its equal. For all the complaining, find its equal. That should be your response every time. Anytime you hear people complaining about all the flaws of the country, yeah, that's great. Find its equal. What other countries have taken such measures to rectify wrongs on this globe like the United States? Nobody. No other country. Find this country's equal. That should be the mantra. When you hear people bring up critical race theory, when you hear people talk about how flawed this country is and how, you know, you have Mayor Pete Buttigieg who gets out there and says, well, the infrastructure is literally racist and there's literally racism built in our highways, blah, blah, blah. First off, we could sit here and talk about Democrat policies, but for all of the discussion of this country's flaws, find its equal. That's the point. Find its equal. There's none better. None better out there. But all of this is moving towards that big grand goal where they really just want to, again, it's all about redefining, redeclaring what, remaking, reshaping the country. Remember how I said that I do think, I mean, we're in a period of civil war. It's a period of revolution, rather, that's leading up to like what we had with the War of Independence. We are in an American Revolution. where you have two sides that are, it's Revolution 2.0. Now, whether or not it ends up horrifically where you have people actually going up against each other, I hope to heavens that it never does. But we are in this, the American Revolution was the battle of ideas that predated the War for Independence. The revolution was the fight, the narrative fight. The revolution was the debate. It was the argument. It was the shouting in the public square. That was the revolution. I mean, I was watching these lawmakers speak during this press conference. Don't think for one second that Nancy Pelosi hadn't sanctioned it. Don't think for one second. There's two things to realize here. Yes, she is having a complete and total war within her party. Wasn't there this book out that talks about how she was mocking the squad as they were coming into Congress after they were elected? She was threatened by the power of others. Very much so. She was threatened by the power of others. And just because she's an older lady doesn't mean she's not catty. I've met older ladies in certain organizations before that have been some of the cattiest people you'd ever meet. But she still controls that calendar. And so I don't think that all these lawmakers, you would not have had, you know, the lawmakers that you did, especially if Schumer hadn't also sanctioned it. They are playing both sides because it's protecting them and giving them the benefit of the doubt. They can say, well, we're not for that, but we are interested and we are looking forward to seeing what the Commission on Court Packing finds. It's like this Overton window play. This was the most extreme, but ultimately the goal. It's like a Mott Bailey kind of thing. They'll go full out with something that's really indefensible, and then after they scare the hell out of you, then they'll retract it back to where you're still startled, but at least it's not that. They expand they wear down your expectation. They wear down what you will and will not accept by going full on crazy, and then they gain ground because they only retract it back so far. And then they'll go full on crazy again, and then they'll retract it back a little bit less further back. And then they keep going until they got all the ground, and the craziest thing is now a law. That's what they're doing with this. And so she says that she doesn't support that. She really does. They all do. The moderate Democrat Party is gone. It's gone. And the only people there, I don't agree with Joe Manchin on a lot of things, but there's not too many of the Joe Manchin types at all left to even kind of hold some of that back and withhold a vote. The only thing that is protecting Americans from total Marxist tyranny right now is the fact that Democrats don't have the numbers that they need to do anything without getting some Republicans to join them. And Manchin has already said that he's not going to go online and support with filibuster, and he's not for court packing. So I'm not quite sure what, just it's a mess. And you would think that the media would cover perhaps more of it, but they're not. They're not interested in doing that. They're too busy trying to act like activists, because they are activists. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So, 25% of reported UK coronavirus deaths were apparently not at all actually related to coronavirus. I know you're very shocked about this. You're so shocked, you just don't even know what to do, do you? I know. But no, apparently, I mean, that's what the story is. And this whole thing, too, it actually could be kind of low. I mean, I think it does seem a little low, I will say. But they said that 25% of these were actually not at all related to that. I mean, motorcycle deaths in Florida were apparently related to, they were saying that they were coronavirus deaths. If you had a motorcycle accident, this is just ridiculous. It's crazy. Let's see. They're trying to argue that forgiving $50,000 in student loan debt would free $36 million from student loan debt. Okay, well, it adds all debt to everyone else, which is why. If I'm going to be forced to co-sign on your loan, I'm going to be involved in your life and I'm going to boss you around and I'm going to, and I think that we all should be accountable then for we all should know about your grades and you forfeit any privacy at all whatsoever. I mean, really, honestly, I think so. I want to know what's going on. The IRS chief says that $1 trillion in taxes may go uncollected each year because, you know, today's our national day of theft. Although it has been delayed, it's still theft. You're still paying tax for the entire year over which you were forced to stay inside your home and not receive all of the government services due to you for the money that was stolen from you. It's such a just an awful investment. Oh, I'll say it again. Abolish the IRS. Also, Mitt Romney and Kristen Sinema are teaming up on a non-conservative bill where they want to increase the minimum wage. Senate Democrats have been struggling, so Romney and Sinema. I don't dislike Sinema. I do dislike Romney. And it is personal. Sidebar, it is personal, because this is a guy who tried to make it difficult for me at CNN when I criticized him. And he demanded that I be on with a Romney surrogate every single time I was on television because I was so effective at criticizing him. So he can go pound sand with his fake, you know, Christian attitude and everything else. I mean, I think it's great that you know, you help people and all of this stuff, but tell everyone how you are privately. That's what counts. So they're negotiating a minimum wage proposal that would ultimately take, they're trying to go up to what they, I think they were demanding 15. Joe Manchin, when he was asked about it, said that he thought it was like pushing it up to 11. You're artificially inflating a wage for an industry that the market entirely decides the standards for. And that's going, you're actually going to price out poorer people. And because the costs are going to be traded on towards customers. And did you see what a lot of businesses are doing? I read a story yesterday about how the very first digital Taco Bell opened up in Times Square. Everything's digital. There's absolutely no human interaction at all whatsoever. You don't even see people when you pick up your food. That's kind of weird though, isn't it? Isn't that a little weird? Like, you don't even see anybody when you pick up your food? Like, how do you know for sure it's not a Ratatouille kind of thing and there aren't rats back in the kitchen making your stuff for you? You know, I just wonder. Egypt impounds the ship that blocked the Suez Canal, and they're demanding $900 million for the traffic jam. That's what they say was apparently what was cost when that ship was blocking the canal. That's crazy. Coming up, Matt Schlapp and going after woke corporations. Stick with us. Can someone tell me what the hell happened in Australia? What happened here? I watched this video and I could not believe. So it was this, they were celebrating this battleship for the Australian Navy. And they bring out these chicks. And there were these like Australian politicians and these military officers. And, you know, they had like their suit, their uniforms and all this stuff on. They bring out these like, and some of them are a little hefty, like the one in the front. I'm just saying. Shut up with the, don't be like body shaming with me. I'll shut you down. The hefty girl in booty pants in the front, and they were twerking and bouncing and, you know, doing everything else. You know, go twerk in the club, okay? But when you're at a battleship ceremony and you got like elderly veterans and politicians and, you know, it's like the same mood kind of as church in a way. Maybe don't be showing up in your booty shorts and your crop tops and be twerking in front of everybody. As I mean, they were in front of like the admiral and these generals and the chief of the defense force. And they organized, they stood in front of this ship and they twerked. Our video that we're showing on the simulcast didn't even show it all. They stood in front of a ship and they were twerking. How does that celebrate whatever they were trying to do? I just don't know, Australia. I just don't know. There was an anonymous government attendee who told ABC, I can't even actually say the whole thing, quote, a question worth pondering, what would Horatio Nelson think of this blank show? Yeah. I mean, it is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. It is one of the crazy, I don't know what was that about? I've never seen anything like that.
The internet named the boat Twerky McTwerkface, I think.
Twerky McTwerkface. And I just don't understand what the point of this was. They commissioned this ship and then this, you should, then there was another video where you can actually see the expression of these people. Oh my gosh, they did not know, they were just like, it was cringe.
The Biden administration keeps saying there's a challenge at the border, but not a crisis. If President Biden and Vice President Harris were willing to come down and see what I've seen, they would know it's a major crisis if they were willing to admit it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, I'll give you the real story from my own reporting at the border, and I speak with Chris Cabrera of the National Border Patrol Council. Please join us. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I have some additions to the Florida Man that I have for today. This is from Local 10. A Florida inmate shoved a cell phone up his butt and escaped hospital through the ceiling. It's a real, so you don't believe me, it's a real actual physical story. A Florida inmate who's being held on a slew of charges at the Miami-Dade County Pretrial Detention Center is now facing an escape charge after he shoved a cell phone up his butt and then tried to escape from Jackson Memorial Hospital, according to authorities. According to his arrest report, Israel Granada, 32, of Medley, was taken to the hospital after the cell phone incident, which is what they're referring to it as, the cell phone incident. And he was given medication to stimulate a bowel movement. So then he used the bathroom as a corrections officer waited outside, and they were right outside the door. The officer called out to Granda by his name a short time later, got no response. Then the officer opened the bathroom door, discovered that clever Granda had escaped through the ceiling. He was found a short time later on the first floor of the north garage. He was escorted back to his hospital room. I don't know if the phone came out. That was actually irresponsibly never said. I mean, they gave him, what do they give you when you're, what is it when they're trying to get you to have a bowel movement? What is that called? What do they give you?
I don't know.
What's the medication they give you?
Is a laxative?
Yes, thank you. Oh, correct. Okay. I couldn't think of the name of it. A laxative. So they gave him a laxative, and I just think he really didn't want to be in there. No, I was just, I'm curious. Was it a Nokia? Was it a flip phone? I hope it wasn't like a, you know, 12 Pro Plus or something. That would be horrible.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.